For the first time in weeks, I finally felt able to breathe. Leaving England had been the right decision, but it didn't make it any easier knowing the people I was leaving behind didn't fully understand why I had to go. Magic was in my blood. That much had become clear to me since my first time in the tiny oceanside town of Brookhaven, Massachusetts, 2 months ago. But in London, I wasn't free to be myself. When I'd shared the news of my recently emerged magic with my parents, they'd told me I was a mental case. Even though I'd seen what the start of my magic could do on my first trip to Brookhaven, the moment I'd set foot back on British soil, it was like that taste of power had vanished. I knew it wasn't really gone, but being back home under my parents' scrutiny had stifled my progress. With no one to guide me, my magic was withering like an untended flower. I deserved to blossom and flourish. My first visit to Brookhaven had been brief but memorable. On my first night there, my host Tanya and I wound up in the middle of a hit and run that turned out to be a robbery from High Time, the town's marijuana dispensary. I'd managed to harness my magic and it guided me to the culprit. Most sane people would have run the other direction after an experience like that. It had only drawn me closer. The feeling of safety I'd felt in the tiny town despite the danger was exactly what I needed. That and the people waiting to help me hone my skills like Tanya and the town's resident healer, Maggie. Which was why I sat in the back seat of the cab, the boot, trunk as Americans called it, stuffed full of suitcases of clothes and other personal effects as it pulled up to a quaint little bed and breakfast bearing the name Tia Tanya's in Brookhaven. I barely paid the cabbie when an older woman with graying hair raced out the front door.
"Darcy, we've been waiting for you,"
the eponymous Tanya called.
"Sorry, my flight got delayed,"
I apologized and let the older woman wrap me in a tight embrace. Tanya Alvarez ran the bed and breakfast and was the one to push me to explore my newly revealed magic when I'd come to stay for holiday 2 months ago. She'd insisted that when I made the decision to move here, that I stay with her as long as necessary. For a modest rent, of course.
"Beau's been positively glum without you,"
Tanya rambled, pulling cases and bags out of the boot and hefting them past the wooden sign with its red and purple roses.